1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12. A 12-step program for active investors. Step 11, risk exposure. My name is Paul, and I'm an active investor. I'm almost home. I've taken the risk capacity survey, and now I'm ready to put my money to work. I can't tell you how good it feels to finally be on the right track with my investments. You know, somebody once told me, coming out of the dark is a bright experience. Before you know it, you're laughing more and life makes sense. Somebody else also told me, if you could ride out the storm, the sun would come again. Well, I've been holding my breath, sitting on the edge of my seat, waiting on this welcomed awakening.
Somebody once told me, coming out of the dark's a bright experience. Before you know it, you're laughing more and life makes sense. Somebody once told me, if you can ride out the storm, the sun will come again. I've been holding my breath, sitting on the edge of my seat, waiting on this welcome to awaken.
Now that you understand risk capacity, the next step is to match the results of the risk capacity survey with a specific risk exposure. There is only one risk exposure question that needs to be posed. What mix of indexes provides the highest expected return at your level of risk? Getting to that answer involved concepts discovered by academics who methodically applied the scientific method to this problem. You want a simple formula for your risk exposure? Try these four concepts. Number one, obtain data with acceptable confidence levels. This requires at least 20 years of risk and return characteristics of indexes. Number two, select several indexes that best capture the three factors that explain 95% of stock market returns. Those include indexes from the United States, international, and emerging markets. And within each area, select indexes that focus on total market, small cap, and value stocks. Number three, assemble those indexes in such a manner that you obtain global diversification, tax management where applicable, and high expected returns at each level of risk. And number four, considering the taxable status of each account, allocate the index mutual funds that best match the indexes. In taxable accounts, use tax-managed index funds. In tax-deferred accounts, use standard index funds. If you don't understand what to do now that you know your risk capacity, if you don't know how to get the right risk exposure, we're here to rescue you. We're here to bring you home.
Is there somewhere you can?